It's only a matter of time before Massachusetts gives gay couples from out of state the right to marry there. Today, the state Senate voted to repeal an old law that prevented couples from marrying in Massachusetts if they can't get married in their home state, and the law is expected to pass in the House and to be signed by the governor. NPR's Tovia Smith was at the State House in Boston.
Anyone who'd witnessed some of the past legislative votes on gay marriage in Massachusetts would have been surprised by what happened today. There were no protesters, no police barricades, and so many empty parking spots right in front of the State House, you had to wonder if you were here on the right day. Mark Solomon is with the pro-gay marriage group Mass Equality.
I think it shows that people in Massachusetts are fine with the fact that same-sex couples can get married here. You know, our opponents predicted that the skies would open and terrible things would happen. Instead, for the most part, no one else really cares.
Today's vote would repeal a nearly century-old law that many say was meant to prevent interracial marriage. Politically, it was easier for lawmakers to vote against that kind of discriminatory law than to vote for gay marriage. Today's vote to make gay marriage available to out-of-staters was also made politically easier by the fact that California has already done it. As Solomon notes, Massachusetts lawmakers had been under pressure not to be the ones to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
It does take pressure off the legislators here that out-of-state couples can already get married in California, and it does close a tremendous chapter, I'd say, in Massachusetts history.
But if Massachusetts gay marriage does become available to out-of-staters, it is significant because gay marriage in California still has a serious cloud of doubt hanging over it. A question on California's November ballot could ban gay marriage, and if it passes, no one knows what, if anything, a marriage certificate from California would be worth to a gay couple down the road. In Massachusetts, the campaign to ban gay marriage has already been fought, and it lost, so it's considered a much more secure option for gay couples. It's why New York consultant Mitchell Karp has been watching news from Massachusetts and waiting to get married here.
That we could get married makes me ecstatic. It's this sense of joining society, you know, waking up every day and saying, me too, we belong, we have rights, we exist, and not pushed into the backgrounds of invisibility.
Karp's home state, New York, is one of just a few that have indicated they will recognize gay marriages performed in other states. Most have legislation or constitutional amendments saying they will not, and the issue of recognition is likely to take years to sort out in the courts. Peter Sprigg is with the anti-gay marriage group, the Family Research Council.
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for one state or two states to force this radical new definition of marriage upon virtually the rest of the country. I think it would be a grave assault upon our democratic system.
Sprigg says he hopes what he calls Massachusetts' radical move will serve as a kind of wake-up call to opponents of gay marriage in other states. He points to what happened in 2004 when the Massachusetts court decision legalizing gay marriage prompted something of a backlash, with a slew of states passing Defense of Marriage Acts. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.